The Biggs and Barr Show. J-106.
Hi, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
Big news, obviously, yesterday dominating all news services was the inauguration of Joseph Biden, the 46th president of the United States.
Happy to see that nobody tried to blow anything up. Went around quite peacefully.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, it's a different story when you have 25,000 soldiers between you and what you want to blow up.
Proud Boys aren't so proud after that.
Than just a dude named Greg who's worked at the Capitol building for 30 years who's sleeping in his chair. I mean, there is a difference.
And the lockdown of the city. Do you see the over, like the map, like the highlighted map of the areas that were open and closed? Not much open.
No, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of wiggle room in that town yesterday. But I mean, decent inauguration. Didn't seem to drag. I watched most of it just because, you know, whatever. What else are you going to do at noon on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
And his speech, I thought, was pretty good. Seems like if he doesn't mean it, unifying the country is definitely something they're interested in doing.
I don't think any of them really mean it very much.
No, they play their game. But
I saw a good quote this morning, actually,
right,
from rapper Ice-T.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be quoting Ice-T.
Ice-T.
He's a big actor now, too.
Yeah, he's more of an actor than
he may have stolen it, too, but he was talking about politics. He says he doesn't trust politicians. You know, right wing, left wing, same bird.
Yeah, it's true.
It is very accurate.
That's pretty poignant for Ice-T there. Yeah.
Very busy first day for JB. He, I'm calling him JB. I don't know if anybody else does, but it's.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're tight like that.
You're going to call me JB.
Yeah, you are JB. Anyways, a whole bunch of executive orders. One of them not pleasing the good folks of Alberta, obviously.
Oh, the canceling of the XL pipeline? Yeah, that'll come back. It'll have a different name. It'll come back.
You think so? Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't. Shouldn't worry about it.
People like money too much to cancel.
Yeah. But then again, he's like, whatever. You can go real deep into this. He knows what made Trump popular. So he's not going to stray away from some of the protectionism that Trump had of America, right? He's not. He especially there's 32 states in the states that produce oil. He's not going to just say, shut down the mall. He's not an idiot.
Not.
So if he's going to keep money there, he can keep money there. So. And it's more of a bone, throwing a bone to his really lefties of his own party.
Look
what I did on my first day.
The wall.
I took down that pipeline. Do me this favor. Vote yes.
The wall is done. Stop building on the wall immediately.
Well,
there's only 40 feet of it anyways.
The
right?
Trump supporters showed a couple weeks ago that walls don't work all that well.
Yeah.
You just climb over them.
Yeah. Back in the Paris Accord, back in the World Health Organization. So all the lefty stuff that was expected. I don't know if everyone expected on the first day, but the point is no violence.
Yeah, and that
across
was good.
The entire country in any of the state capitals or any of the that I saw at least.
No, it wasn't.
So that's not bad.
To be honest, he stayed awake all day. Like, I wonder if he took a nap in between because there was a couple times like he had to have. That's a long day for an
absolutely.
Guy. Absolutely, you know what I mean.
Like I only had like a really short nap yesterday, and I was nodding off.
Sure.
So. Yeah, we're half his age.
Yeah.
Literally half his age.
There's a great picture of Bill Clinton sleeping while he's talking.
Of course.
He's sitting there like this.
Are there any? I guess they're all in full coats. There's none of him oogling anybody, like
not
doing the belt. But the old man oogle, like Hillary punching him in the ribs, like, stop it.
Can't help it.
Yeah, so whatever. I mean, it's good. Favorite part, though, has to be the Bernie Mittens meme.
Oh, fantastic.
If you didn't see it, it's great.
Bernie Sanders is sitting there with his mittens and his mask
mittens.
On. And he's just
huge, biggest grandma knit mittens.
Like, absolutely. He just looked like someone's grandmother sitting on a bench waiting for their time in the restaurant or something.
And a ski jacket.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone's wearing their nice, classy trench coats or whatnot, and he's just there. Oh, this is going to keep me warm.
Whatever you think about his politics, I love that guy. He's so much character. He's great. So
hey, is your granddad here watching you play hockey?
Yeah.
He's the dude over in the corner with his mittens on.
Yeah. There's so many photoshops of it. We put some up on the Shea page.
It would have been great if he had also worn one of those Khabib Nurmagomedov or whatever his name is hats.
Oh, right.
The big furry ones.
Furry hats.
That would have been perfect.
It would have been hilarious. It would have matched the mittens amazingly.
Yeah. If you want to see them, there's tons, but we put some on the Shea Facebook page.
The latest on the Biggs Tibbs and Bar Show.
Well, the White House says U.S. President Joe Biden's first call to a foreign leader will be to our fearless leader, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Giving Trudy a call.
Yeah, they're going to talk about, issues, I guess, including the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline, which I think will come back with another name.
Hey, Trudy, sorry about turning half the country against you, even though it was my decision. I apologize. Okay. I mean, they're already against you anyways, but now they're really going to hate you, so... You want a lunch? Sure.
kids in Ottawa will be sticking to remote learning after the Ontario government announced 7 rural areas in the province set to return on Monday. So that'll include 2 regions in the valley, but here in the capital, we'll have to wait. Ottawa's worst intersection is once again Hunt Club and Riverside Drive. According to collision data from the city, there were 58 collisions in that spot in 2019. I'm not sure why it took them a whole year to count to 58, but hey. What are you going to do, right? In 8 of the past 10 years, Hunt Club in Riverside has seen the most crashes in the city. Have you seen the signs there as you head up to the intersection? High crash area.
Oh, right. Yeah. It is a pretty congested, busy spot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nonstop, that spot.
Like, last year, because I sometimes take that way towards my house.
Right.
I did witness the accident, but got stuck there. 5 times with crashes in the intersection.
I don't know why. The intersection's not tricky. It's not like it's any sort of thing special. It's just
there's nothing weird there. Just some lights, few lanes.
There are a couple driving clubs that gather at that plaza right there. I've seen them. All they're lined up filming their cars, revving. Maybe they're just a distraction. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's not a special intersection.
In the evening, though, it's a direct west route, right?
Oh, it's super busy.
Sun being in people's eyes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Jensen, senators meet again tonight here in Ottawa, 48 hours after Winnipeg beat Ottawa 4-3 in overtime. Tim Stützle and Patrick Laine both missed their last meeting. They had undisclosed injuries there day-to-day. Canucks will try and make it 2 wins in a row over the Habs tonight when they host the second of 2 games in 2 days. Canucks won 6-5 in the silly shootout. But, you know, hey, a win's a win.
Yep.
Especially when you beat Montreal.
Yes, it is.
Miami Heat beat the Raptors, 111-102. If you haven't noticed and you have to head to work today, we're getting a bit of a, I don't want to call it a snowstorm, but it's
a solid snowfall.
Yeah, you know, your visibility has been affected a little bit, which you'll notice especially you're on a road with no streetlights.
More than a schmear?
Yeah, it's more than a schmear.
More than a schmear.
We're supposed to get anywhere between 5 and 10 centimeters. Ooh. They weren't clear on it. May have been a little premature on the plow. I got stuck behind this morning, which was just plowing sparks.
Hey, sparks are dangerous, too. Yeah. Good thing you got those out of the way.
The snow will continue a little bit tonight, a couple centimeters. And tomorrow, maybe some flurries and -5. And then Saturday should clear up and be -11. Right now, it's -13. And that's the latest. Biggs
and Barr. Breaking news, guys.
Okay.
Huge news. Yeah, that old saying, money can't buy happiness. It's garbage.
Well, to a certain point.
It's absolute garbage.
Yeah.
And this is a study out of the University of Pennsylvania. A lot of people, I play the lottery every week now. I'm like hoping, somebody's got to win, right?
Yeah.
But there's a study out of the University of Pennsylvania found that despite what people say, money can buy happiness, and there might not even be an upper limit. So, like if you make, there was an old study in 2010 that said if the plateau is $75,000 a year,
right.
Okay.
More than that doesn't affect you're happy on a day-to-day basis.
Well, between a certain amount. Because I listened to this thing called The Happiness Project. It was a podcast.
Okay.
And they had this same sort of thing. And their number was a little higher than 75,000. It was about 150,000. But between like 150,000 and say 300,000, if that's what you're making.
Right.
Incremental increases in between there. They really don't change your life.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
So it doesn't make you any happier. But, you know, if you were making $25,000 a year and then got a raise to 50, that's a life-changing amount of money,
exactly,
right?
It is.
So it makes you happier.
Yeah.
But after a certain amount, a certain amount, the amount of money you have doesn't really make you happier.
I gotcha.
Like, if you won the lottery and you won, like, even $5 million or something like that, it can't obviously change your life, and then you may become happier.
Okay. So it needs to be a money-changing amount of money. So there's a new study. 33,000 people use an app called Track Your Happiness. Mm-hmm. They didn't see any sort of plateau, kind of thing. Basically found that $20 means more to someone who makes $25,000, obviously, than someone who makes $100,000.
Yeah.
But if your income doubles, you see a boost in happiness regardless of how much you're making. So it's the same thing you were saying.
Yeah, I disagreed a little bit with the podcast I listened to. I could see what they were saying, and depending how you use the money you got,
right.
Like if you just wasted it.
Now, if you're a jerk and a bad person and a miserable curmudgeon, poor, you're probably going to be that when you're rich as well. You know what I mean?
Probably.
It's not going to buy you being a better person.
No, it won't change your personality. No,
but like...
But it would relieve a lot of stress
for
a lot of people, and then that might make you a bit happier. Sure.
Yeah, then that would basically be your personality type. If you're someone who puts stress, like there's a lot of dramatic people who love bringing stress into their own lives that's unnecessary, they will do just as much of that.
Sure.
If they're wealthy than if they're poor.
But if you get some money, whereas like in the previous situation, you couldn't make your rent and now you can make your rent, you'll be way happier than a person who like before could buy like a used Porsche 911 and now they can buy a new one.
Okay.
Like that's not, that person's not going to be like super ecstatic.
Yeah. I think your initial point that the money has to be life changing.
Yeah,
it has to change your life for the better. Like if you couldn't pay bills, now you can pay bills. If you couldn't afford a mortgage, now you can afford a mortgage. You know, if you couldn't get the car you want, now you can get the car you want. But anything above that, like you think about it, you think like when you see these uber wealthy people, like how do they have all these crazy, you know what I mean? Like they have so much, they have so much stuff. Because the basic cost of living, even at the top level, like a mansion or whatever, there's a plateau. Like it doesn't, you can't buy a four size mansion. Like you know what I mean? Like you hit that level and then everything after that is gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we all made enough money to pay all our bills without having to think once about saving anything, why wouldn't you buy a bunch of dumb stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't mind some gravy.
I wouldn't mind a bit of gravy. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, then you can compare, like, what buying an extra five houses is to someone at that level would be like going out to dinner every night for some. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, like
if
you're making $25,000 every 2 weeks, like you're taking home $25,000 every 2 weeks, a $7,000 car payment.
No,
not much.
It's not really a whole lot.
Yeah,
but so get lots of money. I guess is the answer.
Yeah.
If you can only make a little bit more money, don't bother because it's not going to increase your life happiness at all. Get it all.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
There's a professor here in Canada, in Ottawa, actually, who's an expert on loneliness. Just wrote an article on why people who are isolated talk to themselves or create imaginary friends. He says it might be a healthy thing to do. His name's Jim Davies. He's a professor at the Department of Cognitive Science at Carleton University.
Okay.
And says that we should all have imaginary friends if we're feeling stressed out.
I mean, I don't have like an imaginary friend in the sense of like a named thing or person that I talk to. But I talk to myself a ton.
Oh, right. God.
I have fake conversations with my dogs a lot. Like, I talk for them.
Yeah.
They're real,
like,
though.
Well, they're real physically.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't answer you.
No. I speak for them.
Yeah, like, sometimes...
Is that the same or no?
Well, I guess it is because sometimes I'll say, like, look at whatever animal is close by and say, what do you think I should have for lunch? A sandwich?
Yeah.
Or should I eat something of, like some leftovers in the microwave?
Yeah.
And they just look at me.
Of course.
And then I'll decide. And I guess it helped my decision making. And I feel better.
So it's just like that talking to them gives you time for your brain to think of what you actually want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says it takes about 4 months, right?
Yeah.
4 months until it happens naturally. So there's a term called tulpa. It's the voice in your own head that talks and seems to have thoughts on its own.
Uh-huh.
It's something people do intentionally. And in isolation, eventually that becomes stronger and stronger until you might actually, like, think it's another person you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like Wilson.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks and Castaway like with the volleyball.
Yeah.
Right.
Wilson! But, I guess he's imaginary, but he's still talking to a thing, like an object.
But it's an inanimate object, so the fact that it has a personality or he thinks it can talk back to him is imaginary.
And when people think imaginary friends, you think of little kids with, like, literally turning to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, hey there, Sally.
Now, they do say it's a positive impact on mental health if you're isolated.
Right.
Because this is more for people that are isolated.
Yeah.
The rest of us do it little bits here and there, but we're not isolated, so we have people to talk to. We don't have to.
Yeah, because tonight if I go and sit on the couch and I start having a conversation with my imaginary friend, my wife will think I've lost my mind.
Yeah. Right,
more than usual.
Or she'll just start answering you. You're like, I'm not talking to you for once. Yeah. Please don't answer.
No, my wife wouldn't answer me. She would go, what?
and then answer you walking into another room.
Yeah. Pardon?
Yeah.
And then you have to say, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's it has to be something about the genetics of females that they don't understand volume and how sound travels. It's not intentional. They're not trying to be infuriating. But maybe, hey, maybe they're talking to their imaginary friend and we think it's us.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe they go, what? Like, oh, wait, I got to answer him now so I don't look crazy.
Yeah, maybe they're just more mentally grounded than we are. And we had no idea.
Yeah, that's what they are. Mentally grounded. Right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer as many as we can. 762-555.
How many weeks until golf season starts?
Well, a while.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We have to wait to see what the groundhog says.
Like 2 years ago, we were golfing in like March.
Yeah.
Was it in March? There was something we're like, wow, we're already out here. It was nuts.
Yeah, 2012, I think.
Yeah, all the way back to 2012.
Yeah, no.
That long ago?
Yeah, yeah. We were out in shorts at like March 6th or something. Yeah.
Depends on the course and the drainage.
Sure.
Yeah.
At least a couple months. So do something else. Why isn't Jamie's name in the title? Well, it is.
They'd have to pay him more.
It is in the official title. It's the Biggs and Barr Show with Tasty Jamie.
Yeah.
It started as just the Biggs and Barr Show because if you want the honest truth, when this show started, myself and Jason were the known names in the area we were broadcasting in.
Yeah.
And Jamie wasn't even on the radio at the time. So it was a way to probably for them to pay him less back then. But that's why. And it was a brand. It's easy to say.
Yeah.
But his name's in the official title.
There you go.
We added it last year.
Just a question from a plow driver. What happens when my plow drops? Oh, this morning on my way to work, sparks. That's what it was.
No, Jason. When the plow drops, the BS stops.
It does. I'm waiting for Jamie to just lose it one day and actually say bullsh. And then
it's not even true, though. That's why.
It's a scientific fact. No, stop it questioning it.
It's when not scientific at all.
When the plow drops.
How dare you?
It's
how?
Like, what happens, like Chris? Normally when it starts.
The BS stops. Immediately stops.
Oh, it starts.
Plow drops, BS stops. Stop! It's a rule. When it stops.
You have to drive real slow. You get stuck behind them.
If plows are dropping, the BS is stopping. How many chuggas do you say before choo-choo?
I never say that, so.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
I think it's eight.
Choo-choo, I say, chugga, chugga, I say
chugga,
two.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo, yes.
You say
is
three?
Eight, six? Well, six? I don't know.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
No, but the one word. Chugga, 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 choo-choo. It's only two chuggas.
Chugga, one word or is chugga, chugga, two chuggas? How many chuggas? Did he say how many chugga, chuggas or how many chuggas?
How many chuggas?
Yeah, so chugga, chugga is two.
No. Chugga, chugga.
Like,
oh, you're right.
He asked how many chuggas?
Choo-choo.
Chugga,
I say two.
Chugga, chugga, chugga. I say six.
Okay.
How many do you say?
I have a question.
Yeah.
On what occasion, other than reading a children's story, would you do this?
No, you wouldn't. It's just something to know. So you don't mess up your kids and tell them the wrong amount of chugga chuggas.
Yeah.
And then they go to school. They're like, chugga chugga. You what? It's six, stupid. And then you have to explain to them how the BS stops.
Yeah. And it'll plow drop.
If Doug Ford sees his shadow on Groundhog Day, how many more weeks of lockdown will we have? It's really not up to Doug Ford. It's up to the rest of us. You know, we can blame politicians all we like, but if we just did what they asked.
Ottawa's doing okay again, man. It was just the holiday bump.
Of course.
The numbers went up. The politicians lost their minds like always. The scientists lost their, we're going to hit 10,000. Now Ottawa's right back down to like 60 a day.
Yeah.
And they're still not opening the schools.
Like,
sons of bitches.
Like, we've been doing this for approaching a year now. If there are people that still aren't following rules, they're not going to.
No, yeah.
This is what you're getting.
This is it.
This is it.
And this is what we're stuck with.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get vaccinated. And then COVID will never go away. It will always be around.
It'll be like, more like the flu.
Yeah.
We'll get the hot spots.
I mean, there's still Ebola in the world.
Yeah.
It's not a huge problem anymore, but it's still there.
Still there. Yeah. Man, if we get everybody vaccinated by July, the field parties that are going to happen in August, man.
And then a bunch more people will get COVID.
Yeah, because not everyone can get it, and you can carry it still while you're vaccinated.
We need to figure out a way to benefit financially from the explosion of party life that's going to happen
and
when
travel.
This is
based. Oh, you want to rent like tents?
I don't know.
We
got to think of something.
Right.
Let's just not sit by this time and let another thing we see
coming.
Well, maybe
we could become Uber drivers or something.
I don't want to know. That's small time. We got to think of a big time way to, you know? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the answer is, but there has to be a way to Well,
make money off.
I'm encouraged by your enthusiasm.
All right. We don't have to do this nonsense anymore. It's because our lives are so tough. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Five questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass at any question you want and come back to it, but you got to get them all in 30. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we do not tell you what is right or wrong until the end.
We have Ian on the phone.
Ian, how you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What U.S. city is home to the only river in the world that flows backwards?
No. Pass.
What is the name for the emergency briefcase that follows the President of the United States around at all times?
Pass.
Who was found not guilty of chopping off her husband's penis 27 years ago today?
Lorena Bobbitt.
What is the shortcut for the paste function on most computer keyboards?
Control V.
What happens when the plow drops?
When a plow drops, drops snow.
Okay.
It's all right.
Let's go over your answers, Ian. What happens when the plow drops? You said it drops snow. The correct answer here is the BS stops.
Yeah, when the plow drops, the BS stops.
The BS stops.
We talk about it all the time, Ian. Uh-huh. You need to pay attention.
What is the shortcut for the paste function on most computer keyboards? You said Control V. That's correct.
Yes.
Who was found not guilty of chopping off her husband's ding-a-ling 27 years ago today? You said Lorena Bobbitt. That is correct.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
For temporary insanity.
Yeah.
What is the name for the emergency briefcase that follows the President of the United States around all the time? You passed. It is called the nuclear football.
Well, that's what they kind of refer to.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the official name.
What U.S. city is home to the only river in the world that flows backwards? You said pass. The correct answer is Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Well, you did abysmal, but thanks for playing, Ian.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Drive safely.
Yeah. Stay safe. What do you mean the river flows backwards?
It flows backwards on purpose. Like, they made it flow the wrong way.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. They all just
right.
did it.
It's how? Some weird what's thing the like, right way?
Well, south. Like, north to south.
All rivers don't guess. Flow north to south.
No, but anyway, it flows the opposite direction.
Do you think all rivers go north to south?
Well, once you're above a certain point of the continent, they would go north to the Arctic and to Hudson Bay, but anywhere below that would go south.
We should get a disclaimer that says, any problem you have with the questions, please ask Jamie, because he comes up with them.
What's wrong with the questions?
I'm just saying.
It's the same answer to every question. The first one is the same answer every day.
No, Chicago, I know that, but
that's a fact, a fun fact about Chicago.
But I just don't, I'm not arguing with you about whether or not it's a fact. Okay. I don't understand how a river flows backwards. Because a river just flows the way it flows, downhill. It doesn't flow south, east, west. It flows down.
The reversal of the Chicago River was a pioneering massive public works effort that saved the Chicago region from waterborne diseases caused by sewage contamination of its drinking water.
But how did they do it? They must have built up the earth underneath it.
It's just a bunch of guy with paddles, and they're just just putting it back the other way.
I just had a question about how that was done. That's
all. Like when you're in an above ground pool and you and your buddies go around in a circle and you make a whirlpool one way, and then you all stop and go the other way. That's just what they did. It's fine.
So dudes are constantly running against current, making it the right way.
Yeah, that's correct.
In the Chicago River.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those guys must be tired because I'm tired of talking about it.
Oh,
they're actually running about it. Oh, they have shift work running against the river?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's, you know how wrinkly they'd be if they were in there the whole time?
That's true. That is true.
Didn't even have fingerprints left.
Yeah.
Come on, use your mind.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Bar Show. People are great. That's all I got to say. We are all there's all topics that get us going. And we've learned a new one about Jamie today. So
what's that?
Well, you've been in a text battle for an hour with the fella.
Almost an hour.
Well,
about the Chicago River flowing backwards.
We don't know if it's a man or a woman.
It was a question in Ottawa.
Our trivia contest to do at 7 o'clock was which city has the only river that flows backwards, right? That, is that how it sort of?
Yeah. What U.S. city is home to the only river in the world that flows backwards?
And it's Chicago. Because they reversed it because of
Sewage
reasons.
That's just the fact. I didn't make that up.
Now, I think the term backwards is the wrong term for a river, because a river is only flow one, whichever way you send it. It's not backwards. Right. It's not flowing against itself.
Well, I guess
I can send you the article.
It's backwards if you weren't doing something to make it flow that way, it would flow another way.
It would say just reverse the flow, I guess, would be a bit. But anyways.
I didn't give it a second.
And then we started talking about which way rivers flow and So this Jamie's really mad.
But this person, man or woman, completely misheard what I said.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm in the battle. I'm like, I didn't say one of those words.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Normal people mishear what we say all the time in Texas things, and we just ignore it. You are in.
You are battling.
In it.
This is a 17-part text message
right now.
Wow.
I got an hour and 22 minutes more of this, bud.
You know my favorite.
And he'll pick it up tomorrow, too.
My favorite is they said, what does Biggs think? Like Jamie cares what I think.
I just won.
You just won? You won?
Yeah. Okay. I'm mistaken then.
Oh, nice.
You guys rock. Hey, you too, man. Thanks for texting in.
Hey, don't mind being called out. We love a good discussion.
Yeah, right.
I mean, sometimes we're wrong.
Jason's carried them for days battling people on text.
Like months.
Yes.
Months. I'll bring it back.
But if you're going to come correct.
Yeah. If you're going to bring it. Know that we will sometimes. Depends on how lazy we are.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A lot of people are bored. Staying home, surfing the internet, buying dumb things.
There's no question why Amazon's stock is to the ceiling in their mind,
because
people are just ordering crazy stuff because they're bored. This comes from a story our boss told us yesterday. Something he bought.
He's so bored at home.
Oh my God. When we do our Zoom calls with him, he's trying so hard to stay positive. Like, bless his heart. Like, he is really.
But it is tough for people.
No doubt.
We don't experience the exact same thing because we get to see each other every day. We're in a studio a good distance apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to interact with other human beings.
And we get to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, we get to do something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. We want to play. So we asked you before we tell you what he bought because it's amazing.
Yeah.
We asked for some call. We got a Dougie line of somebody else who wife purchased something.
Yeah.
Insane.
Something dumb.
Yeah. Here.
Okay.
Good morning. I didn't buy this, but my wife went online and bought what she thought would be a very neat gift for my son. It looks like a really neat lighter. Wow. She got like a little cylinder that you have to unscrew and you pull this thing out. That looks like a flint. Okay. They have to try and light the flint to light, I don't know, the stick or whatever it is that she's gotten in there. And it doesn't work. $35 she paid for this friggin' thing.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just something that's going to just sit on our desk, on a desk in her office, because it's nothing but garbage.
He's pissed.
But that was only $35.
Yeah. $35. Listen to this.
Yeah. So our boss told us yesterday. I think, was he checking the status of it online or something?
I think he just said his wife was upset at him.
Yeah. So he bought a commemorative paddle.
Well, the Tragically Hip is his favorite band.
Yeah,
he loves the Tragically Hip.
He does. So he got a paddle. he sent us a link to it, right? So it's like
roadpaddles.com is the website.
And is it signed by anybody?
No.
It just has their logo on it.
And plaque, a small plaque.
They are commemorative canoe paddles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, wow, okay.
Cool.
No, they're nice.
No, he doesn't.
Paddles are handcrafted from locally sourced wood, dipped in high luster marine grade paint, and finished with two. Reminiscent the Tragically Hip designs.
No, I see the theme. I mean, cottage band, definitely the hip. Like, it's the music everyone listens to.
Popular, they're sold out.
Super heat. Yeah, the paddles are sold out.
Paddles are easy to put on a wall behind a bar in the basement or something like that.
Whatever.
They only made 300 of them.
Even if, that's why. Even if it's functional or not functional, who cares? Nice. Now, you're thinking, what would you pay for such an item? Not signed by the band, not anything special like that. Just a logo on a paddle. He paid $400.
Well, by the time it's all taxed and shipped,
$420 for a paddle.
He'll never use.
That you could go to Bass Pro or whatever, get one for $20, and we'll draw the stupid Tragically Hip logo on it for you.
I honestly could have made
You would burn. You could have made it for him.
I could have wood burned a logo in it for him if he wanted.
$420, and he was shocked that his wife was angry at him. I don't know if he was shocked. I think he understood.
Yeah, I think he understood.
I totally understood. I'm on her side.
Yeah.
That's insane. Do nothing to hang on your wall. No. He won't even mount it.
There's no difference between that, though, and art.
I guess.
Other than, like, maybe the craftsmanship. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some things are better quality than maybe a panel. Well,
if you buy a real painting, it's a one of a kind.
Sure, that's true.
Like, the actual painting.
But even
and it holds its value, usually. Who's going to give him $400 for a panel?
Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah.
If not signed by the band.
It's not a real panel.
Not a real collector's item. It's not like something that's like a ticket from their first concert ever signed by, you know, Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing like that. This is just a panel with that's written tragically hip.
He could have bought the cheaper paddle. Did you guys scroll down?
There's a cheaper one.
Yeah, the cheaper one, the legacy paddle, is just got like a maple leaf and it says the hip on it. Right. It's only $269.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's rolling in cash over there. So
apparently.
Yeah.
Now, no one's spending money these days. So, you know, he's still got his income
and
coming.
And he is one of the cheapest fellows that we've ever met.
Oh, my God.
They ride his bike. They wash. Did you know this? That they rewash their Ziploc bags?
Oh, my wife will do that.
Really? What?
Oh, yeah. Depending on what was in them, right?
That's insane.
Not if there's we know your wife, but
not if
that's
there's
crazy.
Like meat and stuff in it, but yeah, sure.
Oh, his wife's a bit crazy. We know. We've seen her.
Absolutely.
We've seen her.
A bit crazy. We've seen
her. Yeah. In a good way. Like,
sure,
No, if you want to win an argument, get her on your side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's relentless.
You need someone to yell at someone for you.
Dog with a bone. Right there, yeah.
So, if you have any other stories you want to throw in the pile about insane stuff you've heard people buy because we're bored, let us know. Leave it on the Dougie line. 216-3849. I don't think you can top a
$400
paddle. $400
paddle.
That isn't even being used.
No. When he put it in the group, I said, next you'll get a Rush cricket bat. Sweet.
He doesn't even have a boat.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Why does everyone pick their nose while driving? It's all I see all day long while trucking. Finger up or phone texting, LOL. Well, those are two different things.
Yeah, two totally different things.
You can stay focused and still pick your nose.
Yeah, because they want to. Sometimes you got a hard one in there and you have to get it out.
Look, I'm not like an over nose picker, but I mean, I'm not going to say I've never picked my nose while driving. That would be a lie.
Yeah, I've
totally
picked my nose while driving.
I got a bit of an addiction.
I find
myself picking my nose a lot.
I don't like anything in there, man. I'm like, it's got to get out. Like, I don't like any crusty, anything hard, like Jason said.
Yeah, sometimes, like, your nose will itch, and you go to itch it, like, on the outside. You feel like a hard little poke in there.
Like, oh,
got to get it out.
Got to get it out of there.
It's like having a rock in your shoe.
Why do you care? They're in their own car, doing their own
thing.
You
should be concentrating on driving your big rig, not looking at people and picking their nose.
Jeez. That's why our packages take so long to get there. Going so slow, looking at everyone picking your nose.
What is the worst party you've ever been to?
Oh, man. Worst party I've ever been to.
Like work-wise, because like I worked at a radio station where I hosted parties constantly for a long, long time.
Yeah,
some of those are pretty bad, but it wasn't like a social party I went to.
Is a funeral a party?
No.
Okay. No.
I don't think
It's a celebration of life, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's music, that would be there's food.
Yeah.
Couple people got stabbed at. I mean, that wasn't fun. Trying to think.
The worst party I've ever been to.
There's a lot. Mm. But they were also awesome because it was like whatever.
Oh, yeah,
we were a teenager and didn't care. But it was, I don't know, that's a tough one. We'll think on that and we'll come back on it. If the devil punishes bad people, does that make him a good person? Well, sure. I don't think anyone's truly evil or truly good. I mean,
just whatever you lie to yourself about, that's all.
Yeah. I'd love to tell Trump how dumb he is while getting a double-double.
Because the first text they texted in was right above that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Why does the Secret Service protect retired presidents for years and millions of their money while we can meet Stephen Harper at a Timmy's? I'd love to tell Trump how dummy is while getting a double-double. It is funny. Like,
well, I mean, it's not like they have full giant security details after they're president anymore. They have a couple, right? I think how many people following Jimmy Carter around? Like, probably not a lot. Like, I don't think he's a high threat. I mean,
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I think George he's two ago now.
Yeah.
He's still got a pretty solid crew.
Jimmy could take care of himself anyway. He's like 95 and still goes to help like Habitat for Humanity builds and stuff.
But it is pretty amazing how low key Canadian stuff is on that on that level. Yeah. Like, it's true. You can bump into these people anywhere.
A wife said I could pick the middle name of our newborn child. I would like Optimus Prime. She hates it. I love it. What do you think?
I would just go with Prime.
Because then people will think it's an Amazon thing.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Or just Optimus.
Optimus.
Then. If you need me there, I will narrate his birth.
Oh, because that would be totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Come on, honey, just another push and another push.
Autobots, roll out. Like, if I could just say that as the baby comes out, I will be so... Yeah. The original Transformer sound is one of the classic
noises. You do it better than I do. Do it.
I can't. It's can't. Like, it's awful. I can't. The new one, what's his name there? Michael Bay wrecked it.
Oh, okay.
He wrecked Transformers for everybody.
If you could punch one celebrity in the face, who would it be?
Randy Jackson.
I don't have an urge to punch anyone in
Randy
the face.
Randy Jackson.
Like, just for
I
no reason?
I promise you, if I ever meet Randy Jackson...
You'll punch him in the face?
I am going to punch that man in the face.
Well, I don't know why you don't like him so much. Like, I have no feelings towards Randy Jackson, either good or bad.
The hatred, I don't know where it comes from either. I do not know. It's like some... It's I don't know. I just... He's a colossal loser.
He's a bit arrogant.
Arrogant, inflated douchebag who says dog every second word like that makes him cool and it just makes him a bigger loser. I hate him so much.
And you've never met him.
Never met him. No, because if I met him, I'd be in prison because I'm going to punch him in the face.
Wow.
Why are you hitting me, dog?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Exactly.
Cool it, dog.
Want to be tough guy. It's just everything about him I hate.
Cool
hate.
It, dog.
All right. I hate him. I don't have any animosity towards
you.
People
hear me,
I
Randy
haven't.
Jackson? I hate you. I hate.
Man, he was going to be on the show next week too.
Yeah, and he's going to cancel.
Hate you.
Seems excessive.
I do. I do. I might be up and acting a little bit, but I do. I do not. I do not like that man. That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Best. Call.
Wins.
It's simple.
Call 613-750-1061 with pretty much anything you want.
An opinion, a question, a fact, an impression. It doesn't matter. Just better be good, because best call wins.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hello? On J106.
Yeah, pretty much did all the explaining we need to do, so let's get into her. 750-1061. Who we got first?
Well, he said his name was Bernie.
Oh, it's this guy.
Hey, Bernie.
Hi, good morning. I've been listening to your show this morning. You're making fun of my mitts. What's the matter with you? It's cold out there. It's cold sitting there all night. Listen to that. I could have been a contender, you know. My mother made those mitts. I'm pissed off.
So you're Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders
are you?
Is calling us. Doing?
Oh, because of the mittens.
My mother made those mitts. God love rest her soul.
Yeah. What, would you make them 100 years ago?
I could have been a contender.
It could have been. For sure.
All right, hold on, Bernie.
You know what? I'm not as mad at that as I thought I would be.
When he first called it up, like, I hate this guy. Yeah. I'm loving him.
I didn't hate it as much.
Not as mad. Not as good as me.
They got Trevor on the phone.
I don't know if you know, but he could have been a contender. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, what's up?
Why are you calling us?
Well, I'm just giving you guys some advice. Did you know that when you order food on less than a $4 bill, you don't pay one of the taxes?
Well, like when you order food...
So if you go to Tim Hortons and order two large coffees and combine them together, your bill is going to be like $5. But if you order them separately, your bill is going to be $4.20. It doesn't make people in the line behind you happy, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just so obnoxious.
I know, but you know what? I'm an older guy, so over 50 years, it's added up. I mean, 30, 40, 60 cents each time you go eat. Every time?
You
save money.
$40 your whole life.
Are you one of those
This is my advice. Okay. This is my advice to everybody out there to save money. So that's my thought of the day.
Are you a coupon clipper too? Are you one of those
The flip app, my friend, is kicking.
He likes it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I've never met a good guy named Trevor.
That's terrible. Trevor, I think you're a good guy. You're just wired different. Yeah. That's all. It's fine.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay.
Hang on. Well, all right. Hold on.
Hey, I'm not mad at people for trying to save money. Like, I've never been mad.
Unless you're behind them in the line in the grocery store. I have offered to pay twice. People have taken me up on it. I'm like, if you just go, I will give you the value of your coupons. And twice people have taken me up on it.
It's a game. It becomes a game. It becomes a challenge. It's not even really about the saving anymore. It's just about like
not
winning.
A game for me.
I know. I know. All right. Well, I mean, there's Trevor. Hi. Good morning, Shay. It's Best Call Wins. Who's this?
It's Al.
Hello? Al. Hey, Al.
It's Adam.
Adam. Oh, Adam. Adam. Okay. Why are you calling us this morning?
So I was just going to give some more advice.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not like that, but.
Oh, hey, whatever you got.
So I went to school for kinesiology. I'm not doing anything with it, but I do know some stuff about exercise.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are having some issues right now, you know, working out from home and stuff, you know, working from your computer, sitting down a lot. But you can actually burn over 600 calories a day if you just do postural exercises.
Oh, yeah? So what's that?
Yeah, like if you're just Kegels? Sitting in your chair. Yeah, well, I know, Jason, you do your Kegels.
Yeah,
but
I'm doing
you
them right now.
Yeah, there you go. You do it for 5 minutes every hour, and you'll burn over 600 calories a day. Yeah.
Wow.
I can crack a walnut with mine.
Okay, stop talking about your Kegel.
Like, what are postural exercises?
Well, I'm interested in what he's saying.
So if you realize what your posture is, so like if you notice you're leaning forward a lot, lean backwards and kind of straighten it and flex a bit, flex your core, you know, pull your shoulders back and kind of just, you know, that big man attitude kind of thing, you know, embrace it.
Yeah, like how Jamie walks everywhere because he thinks he's a big
time. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's 600 calories a day?
If you do 5 minutes an hour.
Oh, 5 minutes an hour. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that seems like useful information.
And it'll probably help your back and your all that stuff, too. Yeah.
It will help your blood flow, your back. It'll help stress. It'll help reduce a lot of anxiety, too.
How many calories do you get burning crying in the shower? Because I do that at least 5 minutes a day. So
Quite a lot. That's pretty exhausting.
Okay.
Do you crouch when you cry? Like, do you, like, crouch down and, like, sob? Because that would burn more calories.
No, it's too hard on my back.
Okay.
I just sort of lean against the corner of the shower wall because I have a stand-up, and I just sort of weep into the shower.
That's a different kind of exercise, but it's good for you too.
Well, we've had Bernie Sanders, which I appreciate the attempt at humor. Trevor, who annoys everyone around him with his coupon clipping
and his
individual coffee
bar. Save people money. Yeah. People are having tough times right now, man.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. He's not getting my vote. I vote for Adam with his useful information.
Yeah, okay. So sure. do I.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice. They're all nice. Thanks for calling, everybody. Adam, you got yourself. Is it Lotto Max today? Am I right? For once. Yeah, I'm right.
All right.
You're right.
Which is $60 million, I think, isn't it? Yeah, $60 million. So you're gonna give us a mil each or what if you win? Come on.
100%.
There you go, 100%. He said right on.
Yeah. All right, amazing.
We made the right choice.
You got it on record.
That Trevor guy never would have given us any money. It's too cheap.
Wow.
No, he definitely would not. He definitely spend this wisely, and it's like a 20. Get out of here. I'm glad we gave it to him. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. Great round.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Just saw a guy jogging.
Get out of here.
What an a-hole.
Yeah.
You're the coolest.
Yeah. Loser. I'll jog in this.
My God.
President Biden inaugurated yesterday. No big issues. I guess the biggest thing to come out of it was the Bernie Sanders sitting there with his big mittens on. Those memes are fantastic. It was pretty funny.
I found it
amusing. It's nice to laugh again.
Sure.
Kids in Ottawa are going to be sticking to remote learning after the Ontario government announced 7 rural areas, including a couple in the valley, set to return on Monday, but not here.
Ottawa, continuing punishment for Toronto's mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
So annoying.
And during this pandemic, there's no doubt that people can feel isolated.
For sure.
A little bit lonely even. Yeah. So we have an idea that we'd like to help with that.
Yeah, we want to try something called Make a Friend Friday.
Right. So today's only Thursday, so we're preparing for tomorrow.
I know you're thinking, oh my God, this sounds like the cheesiest thing ever. It is a little, but it's also going to be hilarious because what we want is we want you to nominate people that you think, that don't know us, okay? So not a real Shay listener because then it's like, whatever. We don't just want to call people that already listen to us every day because they can just hang out with us, listen to us. So people that don't know us, people you think might need a friend right now.
Yeah, maybe someone who's never ever listened to Shay but has lived in the Ottawa area.
Right. Or someone you think should be listening and doesn't.
Right.
Okay?
And we'll call them.
And we'll call them. So you nominate them via the email if you want or the Dougie line or texting. Lots of ways to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, for your Make a Friend Friday, reach out to this person. Here's their name. Here's their number. Now, they need to be available during the mornings, obviously. Yeah. Don't warn them we're going to call them. If they answer, they answer. If not, we'll try again. But So, yeah, and we'll call them and we'll have a little chat and see if they need a friend.
Give us your name. And then we're not going to be mean to people, just the opposite.
Why would you be mean if you're trying to make friends?
Oh, we're trying to all be friends, right? We're trying to reach out to folks and
learn
have a good
some
time
stuff about them. We'll tell them some stuff about us and the radio station. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah. So, someone you think needs our help, someone who doesn't listen to us, not our help, just our company, our good time chats, or someone you think should be listening and isn't. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can text us their name and phone number and yours probably because we'll still let the people know who told us.
Yeah.
762-555. You can call us 613-750-1061 or leave it on the Dougie line 613-216-3849.
To be honest, the best way is probably to leave it on your Dougie line because you can tell us who you are. Yeah, you just leave a message there.
A little backstory.
And their phone number and stuff like that. Okay. So that's 216-3849. We'll start making friends on Fridays.
Okay. Make a friend Friday.
Yeah. I'm excited.
You know, we need a little positivity.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not going to...
Not toxic positivity. Just a little bit of positivity.
Yeah, not...
Because not everything's good.
Not nauseous positive. No. I mean, like, that's awful. Like, who wants that? We'll be real. Like, if we think they're being dumb, we'll tell them.
We'll tell them.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Make a friend Friday. Yeah. I like it.
Instant answer question time.
What are you doing over there, Jumpy?
It's freezing in here, so I was trying to do some physical activity to try and warm up.
Yeah, it's weird. At 8 o'clock, everyone in the AC kicks in and just...
Well, it's a little colder here because of the single-pane windows as well.
Yeah.
So when the temperature drops,
I've been trying not to, publicly complain because Amy Volume, she brought up the temperature here. We're like, oh, whatever, deal with it.
Who said that?
Huh?
I agreed with her.
No, we all
We all were like, now
suck
I'm
it up, put a sweater on.
Morning.
We can't take our skin off. Put a sweat. We basically made her our wives. Like we just all yelled at her like we do with your wife for the temperature.
But it's freezing in here.
Yeah, it's very cold in here.
It's a little chilly. A little chilly. Don't tell Amy we said that.
Yeah, don't.
It's way colder than anyone working outside today.
Yeah. It's answer question time's coming up.
Text us 762-555.
We'd love to answer your question on any topic, all right? Like, what's your all-time favorite comedy movie? That's too hard to answer.
Tough.
Step Brothers is in there for sure.
Old School was good. Enjoyed that.
Dumb and Dumber has to be on the list.
Yeah, not on my favorite list. Now. It's okay.
Anchorman.
Anchorman's in there for sure, too. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. But, questions.
City Slickers.
That wasn't a bad one.
No, of course.
It wasn't bad. I mean, there's bad ones.
Worst
comedy movie I've ever seen was the Will Ferrell, Morgan C. Reilly, Sherlock Holmes one.
Oh.
What's John C. Reilly?
Sorry, John C. Reilly, not Morgan C.
Reilly. Leaves on the brain.
I didn't find it that bad. I laughed a lot at that movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's awful. It wasn't Jason.
Great. It wasn't great.
Jason.
But I laughed.
Oh,
I think you were just in a bad mood the day you
saw
it.
Maybe. No, I can't. I can't.
Was it an Oscar winner and in my top 10? No.
All right.
But I laughed at it. I'm like, Chris said this was awful.
It's horrendous. 762-555.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, guys, it's snowing where you are. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got another decent dump today. Yeah. Pretty solidly from when we even came in this morning. So if you haven't looked outside yet, it's a bit sloppy today.
Did you guys catch the live inauguration performances yesterday? And did you feel it was like a blues fest lineup? Yeah, pretty much. I saw some highlights. I didn't watch it.
Saw the boss.
Was his boss there?
Did just him and an acoustic guitar.
During the...
No, afterwards.
The
performance.
Show. Who performed? It was Jennifer Lopez. Did Lady Gaga perform or was she just there being?
Anthem.
Oh, she sang the national anthem. And then Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks sang Amazing Grace.
And the Foo Fighters played
it. There's a bunch, a whole heap at night.
Yeah. That was all right, whatever.
I like Bruce Springsteen songs a lot when other people play them.
Okay.
I don't know why. He's like a great guy, but I always. Like, I'll hear a Bruce Springsteen song done by someone else. I'm like, that's really good. And then I'll go listen to his version and go, man, the cover was so much better. It was weird. I don't know why.
Yeah. What's something you continuously take for granted and probably will continue to do so?
Breathing.
Yeah, probably.
Don't think about it much.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Often said we take how how interesting the moon is, like the whole aspect of the moon, that we're on this planet that's just floating in space, and then we can see every night this other ball in the sky. Yeah. Like, it's like, think about it. Like, you know what I mean? How weird is it really?
I guess
it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I guess I would take it for granted because I never really think about it.
Yeah.
I love the moon. Did you guys hear Arnold got his vaccination? Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have audio of it. You want me to play it quick?
Yes, please. Yeah, sure. Yes.
Put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Congrats. Listen to this.
Thank you.
All right, I just got my vaccine, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
He has totally embraced that he was a movie star, like, before any of his... I love it. Like, during his big speech about the riots on Capitol Hill, in the middle of it, he pulled out Conan's sword. This is Conan's sword.
Just like an old guy reflecting on his career.
Yeah.
Who's fed up with winter already? Yeah, not quite yet.
Nah. No, not right. I mean,
just started.
This is where we live, man. We live in a place that gets winter every year.
I mean, it's obviously harder because of the lockdowns, because you can't do anything. Normally, you can break up your outdoor activities, a little bit of indoor stuff, you know. But it's actually made the trails pretty again. Like, for a while, there was just gray, dead winter, but now it's nice and they're nice.
Would I like to live in a place where there was never winter again? I absolutely would, but we're here, so I'm not going to be mad at it.
If the plow breaks when it drops, does the BS still stop? James, what if the plow breaks?
Wouldn't stop anyway.
The plow has to stay in working order
for the BS to stop.
So if the plow drops, BS stops.
But if the plow drops and breaks, then it doesn't stop.
No.
Because it will just leak through the cracks in the broken plow.
And it'd just be a truck.
You guys ever watch or like the show Futurama?
No.
I tried to watch it. I never really...
Don't they have a new one, too? Don't the creators of The Simpsons have a new show? It's like a princess, in like medieval times. It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah. Made by Matt, what do you call him?
Groening, whatever his name is,
Spell it properly so people can pronounce
it. By the time Futurama started, I was already done with The Simpsons. Like, it was, and that whole...
It was like, what, like that? Yeah. You know, it started to get bad shortly after, so. If you want to watch a cartoon, that's funny.
If you say Big Mouth.
Oh, Big Mouth is, it's hilarious.
Tried it.
It's hilarious on Netflix.
It's just pretty, a lot of obvious jokes.
It seemed very crude just to be crude, not crude to be funny.
You can get past it.
Okay.
It's a great innuendo. It's great metaphors. Everything's a great analogies on life and growing up through puberty. It's great. Great.
Which is why you're experiencing.
Great.
That's why you relate to it, because you're just going through puberty.
So great. Great.
Okay, it's great. I get it. Stop. Please stop.
All right.
Great.
Stop. That's it for another day.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
It's an answer question time.
We're done. Thank you for tuning in. We have a couple things. We want to try something on Fridays.
Yeah.
So we're going to call Make a Friend Friday. And we're going to make a new friend. We want you to suggest somebody we should make a new friend with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who doesn't listen to Shay, because if they listen, they're probably our friends already.
Sure.
They just don't know it yet. And somebody you think might need a friend right now.
Yeah, we'll call them.
You know? And then we'll also call our doggy line, 216-3849.
Or you can even text us if you want, 762-555, and give us their name and number and your name and all that.
Your name, their number, their name, and maybe why, if you want to. And then we'll call some folks on Fridays and make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So do that. We got 2 hours of nonstop rock kicking off. Anything else we want to...
Drive safe.
Yeah, be safe. If you haven't noticed, there's snow outside. So, you know, if you see snow, go slow.
Right.
If it frightens you, stay home.
Yes,
that doesn't rhyme.
No, non-traditional rhyme.
All right. Shay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Ciao.
The Biggs and Barr Show.